Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Carver. Welcome to the John Carver Show. My dad has helped thousands of people around the world lead happier and more successful lives. Whether you're just beginning to lay your foundation or you already built your life, but now you need to shore up some weak spots, this show will help you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey guys, John Carver here. I thought I would try something a little different today. And that is to open up an opportunity for some of you to ask questions. I know when I do the live shots on Angels for Juliana that quite a few of you ask questions, and I try to get to as many of them as possible because the questions really fly by pretty quickly on the screen. So I thought today that if anybody's interested, then you can type in a question in the little chat box here on the screen, if you have that link popped up, that I could answer some questions for you. So far, nobody, not one person of the thousands of fans of Juliana have chatted and put a question in there for me to answer. Just to give you an update on what's happening with Juliana, today is March the 2nd. Juliana is still on PTM, which I call Food in the Tube. And she'll be on that for a few more days this week. She's eating a little tiny bit of food just about daily, so that's a good thing, which means her stomach is, I think, slowly healing. So hopefully she'll be back in the saddle again, if you will, by the weekend or early next week to start eating more food. And then about 2 more weeks, she'll be back getting more chemo, which will create the same issues with her stomach that she has right now. So it has been an uphill climb for Juliana, as you can assume. I still don't have anybody asking any questions. Hope everybody's not shy. Just another way for me to stay in touch with everybody here on Angels for Juliana. I've been chatting with Arena online, and she made it home safely. She was very excited to get back to her son, which you can imagine how much she missed her son. And she's definitely saying that she's going to stay in touch, and Christina wants her to come back like yesterday. So you can kind of imagine what emotions are going on there. But nobody is in the little chat room yet. I don't know why you guys are maybe afraid to ask a question. Ask away. Here's your chance. Unless you want to hear me ramble on about stuff. Well, today Juliana had school. She did her normal schoolwork. Last night was a rough night. I went in to give her a kiss goodnight last night, and she began to cry, to really kind of share her, I don't know what you want to call it, but her stress of this fight with cancer. You can really tell it's wearing on her in a big way. And she began to cry, which then, since I'm a crybaby, caused me to start crying. So it was a pretty little, like a cry fest, if you will. So it was pretty upsetting and kind of made us all very sad last night. But today she seems to be in better spirits for her to kind of keep this fight going, because in her mind, the next 2 rounds of chemo are the ticket to get to the transplant. If the next set of scans show no disease at all. I see one person has just logged in to the chat room. So feel free to ask your question, and others, please feel free to join in on the conversation. This is really primarily for you to ask questions, anything about me, or the work that I do, or Juliana, or the rest of our kids and the wife. So just now's your chance, you know, to know things that you have always wondered and never got an answer to, or maybe you wanted some clarification on something that you haven't had the opportunity to get clarification on regarding our family. So now is your chance to do exactly that, to ask the questions that you want answered. You know, I started this this show back, my goodness, it's probably been at least 4 or 5 years ago now, because I wanted to give back to people that have allowed me to stand on their shoulders. And you can imagine in your own life how people in your life have helped you in a variety of ways, and hopefully you have paid it forward, if you will, in other people's lives. And that's really the purpose of these shows and the weekly blog that I do. It's a weekly email that goes around the world. It's really there to inspire people. I share stories, I share ideas that you can use every single day in your own life and hopefully share with people that you know. So feel free to sign up for that. I've posted links on here before about it. I can post a link on there now if you'd like, for you to see how you can sign up for the weekly email. I know a lot of you signed up for it in the last few days, which I appreciate very much, because again, it's my way of giving back. It's my way of letting you stand on my shoulders. Not to say that I know everything about everything by any stretch, but at least I've been able to learn from a lot of people, and I want to share some of what I learned from other people with you. So right now I'm going to post the link. Sign up for my free weekly email at. So here's the link. You can see it right in just a minute. I just posted it on the Angels for Juliana page, under questions and answers for John. So now is your chance. Still nobody's asking any questions. I don't understand. So many of you have wanted answers to questions. So we're going to stay on here for a few more moments to see if you have anything to ask of me. Now is your chance to find out some information that you've been wanting to know and haven't quite gotten the answer to it. Or maybe you just want to share some information. I can read that right here on the air if you'd like, about Juliana or our family or anything like that. I'd be more than happy to share it. So now is your chance to chime in and ask some questions that maybe you've been waiting to get an answer to for a long time and never really got that clarification on a question. Because that's why we're here today, to share answers for you that maybe you've been wanting to know for a long time. So the rest of the week, Juliana goes back to the hospital on Thursday for some blood counts to see how the blood and platelets are doing. And then we'll probably have a better idea of when the next round of chemo is going to be. They were talking about it, keeping her inpatient for the entire time. But the last thing I heard is they now want to do it outpatient, which I think Juliana will wind up being back inpatient again as a result of what the chemo does for her, to her stomach and the lining of her stomach. So it's been a rough ride for her, as you can imagine, as you've seen in the post over the last several years. But still, nobody is in the chat room, so, and nobody's dialed in to listen in, so I assume, can only assume, that nobody's interested in asking any questions. So with that, I am going to not take up any more of your time, so we're going to chime out. We're going to sign out here, and maybe we can figure out a better way to do this for you, to ask the questions you want in the future. So thanks so much for the time and the ear, and we'll talk soon. Take care.